Well, it's time for Rise When the Rooster Crows, and it's time to tell you that this KABU program has been made possible in part by KABU Foundation members and a grant from DEX, your source for local information in the book, on CD-ROM or online at dexonline.com.
Thank you. smelled like wine.
I'll meet her on the way. I'll take her back to the sunny
old South, and there I'll make a stay. So don't you fret, my honey dear, don't you fret, Miss Brown. I'll take you back for the middle of the week when the Glendie bird come down.
Off to Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town. I'll take my boots and hold them on my back when the Glendie bird come down. Off to Louisiana, I'm bound to leave this town.
Yes, it's Rise When the Rooster Crows, and that was Mike Marker and Larry Hanks with the Glendie Burke. Before that, we heard from Tim O'Brien with Dirk Powell, and John Herman also was on that CD, Mole in the Ground. Dan Crary played Flat Mountain Rag, and Tony Ellis started all of this off with his banjo playing Farewell My Home. Good morning to you. It's about a quarter to six, and we're going to slide on into some music from Wayne Henderson. We're going to hear The Temperance Reel.
sunlight just as free. And nature seems to say, it's all for you and me. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountains so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me. Life will be worthwhile. Forget the tears, but don't forget to smile. You are my flower that's blooming in the mountains so high. You are my flower that's blooming there for me.
sugar, honey, baby, here. Who'll rock that cradle? Who'll sing that song? Who'll rock that cradle when you're gone? I'll rock that cradle. I'll sing that song. I'll rock that cradle when you're gone. I've done all I can do, said all I can say. Take you to your mother.
Tomorrow be the end.
right. This is Rise When the Rooster Crows. My name is Jonathan Lay, and you're listening to KBOO, KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. It's your community radio station. We just heard from Seamus Egan playing a couple of reels, Tim Maloney's and John Brady's. And then I've got a whole list of things we heard before that. So going backwards step by step, we heard from Howie Burson with Wild Bill Jones. We heard from Atwater Donnelly singing Red Rocking Chair. Tab Tab Scott played The Great Speckled Bird. Cricket Jades played and sang Diamond Joe. Laura Smith and Steve Palazzo did You Are My Flower. And way back, we started with Wayne Henderson playing The Temperance Reel. Good morning to you. I hope we're off to a good start. And if your alarm went off, well, the weather's supposed to be decent today. I haven't got the official weather in my hand yet, but a little bit cool and cloudy, but not too wet from what I hear. All right, I've got the Rankin family queued up here. I'm going to sing the Tramp Minor.
I am a tramp miner, I've been for some time now. I live without light of the day. In the black underground, that's where I'll be found. Biding my time away, oh, working my life away. From here up to Timmins, I've loved all your women. The taverns I drank down my pay, but I'd do it again, even though it's sin. It's better than driving the race. If you've done it, you know.
If I were a feather bed all in your house of fire, I'd hold you in my arms each night, keep you warm in the wintertime. And if I were an old banjo, felt your fingers on my strings, I'd sing the sweetest little song that a banjo ever did sing. And if I were a drop of rain that trickled down your chin, I'd run right up and I'd kiss your lips and I'd kiss them twice again. And if I were a breath of wind on your cheek as you walk by, well, I'd pick you up upon the back and I'd teach you how to fly. And if I were a hair ribbon, my color it was blue, I'd be 10 times as beautiful as I'd be wearing you. And if I were a big wool rug just a-sitting in your front hall, well, I'd tickle your feet and make you laugh if you stepped on me at all. If I were a feather bed all in your house of fire, I'd hold you in my arms each night, keep you warm in the wintertime.
I'd surely live it over, only walk in brand new shoes, just lie down in clover, only work on Christmas Day, all the rest go sporting, spend my summers at the creek and every night go courting, honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain. Sweet home, it makes my eyes grow misty. Papa singing gospel songs, Mama sipping whiskey. Whiskey from the white oak barrel, it sure does make good liquor. It makes the night seem twice as bright and the days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain. Quilt, I'd fill it all with feathers. Take my darling by the hand and we'd lie there together. Oh, the days when I was young, thoughts would keep returning, would dry the winter nights away just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane and the wild rose of the mountain. Thank you.
prepare to set sail to the Cable Board of Directors meeting this Saturday, April 29th at 10 a.m.
There won't be any good news either. Bring your favorite parrot and along, like the one with other volunteers, listeners, staff, and mentors.
That's right, Cassie. The Cable Board of Directors meeting isn't for the faint of heart.
There's plenty of pillaging, intrigue, sharks, and barracudas in those dark, murky waters. So don't be a landlord or be part of the crew.
Raise your anchor and set sail to the Cable Board of Directors meeting this Saturday, April 29th at 10 a.m.
That's right, don't jerk off this 420 Southeast 8th Avenue, 1/2 block south of Burnside. Don't let them go around.
Those in favor say, arr, arr. Okay, well, that was the recorded announcement for the KBOO Board of Directors meeting. And let me tell you about the recorded music. We heard from Greg Clark with Wild Rose of the Mountain and Little Rabbit. John McCutcheon, of course, with Featherbed. Stillway and Bonham with Dallas Rag. And we started with the Rankin Family and Tramp Minor. Let's see now, who to spin next? I think we'll hear from Mark Graham, and Mark's going to sing to us about, well, some of the difficulties in life.
Oh, life is hard, but life is hardest when you're dumb. No joie de vivre, just endless hours of tedium. With a negative IQ, you'd be lonely, sad, and blue. Oh, life is hard, but life is hardest when you're dumb. When you're dumb, you'll wait for years, but inspiration never comes. Thoughts you don't have remain unheard, 'cause you cannot find the words. Oh, life is hard, but life is hardest when you're dumb. Dumb. Between your ears, a dark and silent vacuum. If there's a void behind your face, why not rent out the extra space? Oh, life is hard, but life is hardest when you're dumb. life is hard, but life is hardest when you're dumb. Why not just lay back and smoke a bowl of opium? If being stupid is your fate, well, just relax, 'cause it's too late. Oh, life is hard, but life is hardest when you're dumb.
Mark Graham with Life is Hard When You're Dumb. Well, this coming up on May 25th, Amanda Richards is going to be at Mississippi Studios. And it's going to be, looks like Thursday, March 25th, 8 p.m., and there will be a live recording made of this performance. She describes her sound as edgy folk rock. She's 23 years old, and she's going to be performing songs from her latest CD, Not Always Sexy, as well as songs that will appear on her next CD. And that's all coming up on Thursday, May 25th, and I'm telling you that partly so that you know about the concert, but also because I have some tickets to give away to the concert, so I'll be bringing them your way between now and the top of the hour. So stick around for that. Let's get on with the music in the meantime.
This is All the boys and the girls went to huckleberry hunting.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, oh, way.
The boys and the girls went to huckleberry hunting
and sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
Oh, a little girl ran off and a little boy ran after.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, oh, way.
The little girl fell down and he saw her little garter
and sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
He said, I'll be your beau if you'll let me be your fella.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, hey, oh, way.
But the little girl said, no, for me, sweetheart, Shawnee Miller.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
Then he took her on his knee and he kissed her good and proper.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, hey, oh, way.
She kissed him back again and he didn't try to stop her.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
And then he put his arm all about her waspy waist.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, oh, way.
She said to him, young man, you are in great haste.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
And then he put his hand all upon her knee.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, oh, way.
She said to him, young man, you're a little bit too free.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
And then he put his hand yet higher still.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, oh, way.
She said to him, young man, that is really quite a thrill.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
Oh, I'm the shanty man of this working party.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, hey, oh, way.
So sing, lads, and pull, and so strong and hearty.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
All the boys and the girls went to huckleberry hunting.
To me, hey, to me, way, to me, hey, oh, way.
The boys and the girls went to huckleberry hunting.
And sing, hi, lo, me, ranzo, ray.
Well, I've been to Texas, and I've been to Tennessee. I've seen the Southern Cross above the peaceful sea. I've seen the Northern Lights like wildfire running free, and I've been loved by you. Well, that's good enough for me. Some people think that you should have to swim the deepest ocean.
David Ray performing one of his original songs, I've Been to Texas, and that's from his CD Shorty's Ghost. You'll have a chance to hear David Ray live coming up on April 29th, and I'll tell you about that in a moment. Before David Ray, we heard from Jerry Bryant with Huckleberry Hunting. And before that, we heard from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Matraca Berg and Emmylou Harris singing O Cumberland. And we started out with Mark Graham singing Life is Hard When You're Dumb. And you are listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. This is Rise When the Rooster Crows, and my name is Jonathan Lay. Hey, stay tuned for the KBOO Morning News coming up at 7. Here are some of the headlines. Lawmakers adopted a non-binding amendment that allows the government to punish employees who leak classified materials. Congress has passed the notorious Network Neutrality Bill, which would create a two-tiered net framework made up of fast and slow lanes for the rich and the poor, respectively. In Iraq, the sister of the Sunni vice president was killed today in a drive-by shooting. The Portland area weather today, mostly cloudy to the north this morning, sunny later in the day, with areas of drizzle in between. Okay, so stick around for the KBOO Morning News. Now, I mentioned David Ray. He's going to be performing Fifth Saturday Concert Series at Pendarvis Farm. David Ray with Jack T. Picker, and that's on April 29th. And let's see, you just heard David Ray, and Jack T. Picker is 75 years old. Looking for information on him. Guitar, washtub, bass. So he's got some friends joining him. Anyway, this is happening April 29th, 7:30 p.m., and the address is 16581 Southeast Hagen Road. And there's donations at the door. Looks like there's a potluck and so on. You can, I've got a telephone number and an email address. Phone number is 503-641-7233. The email is red3poppy@yahoo.com. So, anyway, that's the story there. Let's listen to a little bit of Nickel Creek. Nickel Creek from, I think is their debut CD called Nickel Creek. And that was the House of Tom Bombadil. Let's see. I mentioned to you that I have some tickets to give away. I better give you a phone number. That phone number is 503-231-8187. And those tickets are for the Amanda Richards concert at Mississippi Studios coming up on May 25th. Let's see, May 25th, 8 p.m., and what I have is a couple of pairs of tickets. I want to tell you also that John McCutcheon is coming to Portland. He'll be performing Sunday, April 30th, a little more of the near time frame here, 3 p.m., and that's at the Hollywood Theater at 4122 Northeast Sandy Boulevard. And they've got a kid's price and an adult's price. John McCutcheon is a fantastic performer, so you should check him out. Number here again is 503-231-8187. And what I'm going to do is start some music playing, and there's a phone ringing now. I'm not going to be answering that one, that line coming in, but I will grab some of your calls at random. So please give me a call if you want to go to the Amanda Richards concert. In the meantime, let's hear from Buddy McMaster. Thank you.
I'll never forget what old Merle said to me. We went on the stage. He said, "Doc, I've always thought of you as a good musician." And he said, "I'm pleased to get to play with you." And when we came off of the stage, he grabbed me by the hand, gave me a big old hefty handshake, and said, "Now I think of you as a good friend." And I said, "Brother, you couldn't have told me nothing better." I'll never forget that.
Thank you, those of you who called in about the tickets. I'm sorry I couldn't answer all the phone calls, but we did give the tickets away. Thanks for listening.
The hobos tried to ride her, but they found 'twas all in vain. The conductor took the tickets, and he counted every soul. The engineer looked straight ahead, and the fireman shoveled coal. Now the cowboy was a fireman, but do not think it strange. He could make more money shoveling coal than riding on the range. And though he was a fireman, and though he had to sweat, he still remained a Western guy, and he kept his lariat. Now the train was way behind time, and the passengers all were wild, when on the track a sudden there strolled a little child. Her golden hair in ringlets were hanging down her back. She little knew her danger great as she strolled along the track. My God, the hoghead shouted as he threw on all the brakes. I'll never stop this train in time, 'cause she ain't got what it takes. Oh, heaven help that wheat tot, he cried in anguish wild. Can nothing stop this SP train and save that little child? Then up sprang the cowboy fireman, and a gallant lad was he. Well, I will save this baby if I wreck the whole SP. He climbed out onto the running board, with tears his eyes was wet. And in his hand our hero brave had his trusty lariat. He quickly dropped a fast loop, ran a pole beside the track, and he tied the other end of it around the big smokestack. He jerked that train right off the rails, and he caused an awful wreck. And our hero lay there in the ditch with the engine on his neck. We will all remember that 45th of May, when there were many gallant hearts all filled with fear that day. We buried that poor fireman where the prairie winds blow wild. He killed 200 passengers, but thank God he saved the child.
That was Merritt Herring with the trusty lariat, and I love that song. And you're doing a great job there, fireman. Before that, we heard from Earl Scruggs with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band playing Sally Ann, and also with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, we heard from Doc Watson and Richard Watson with I Am a Pilgrim. We heard from Buddy McMaster playing a set of reels, and started out this last set with Nickel Creek and the House of Tom Bombadil. Thanks to you who called, and congratulations to those who got tickets from Colin Cabu. You can tune in to Folk Music from Monday through Friday mornings from 5:30 to 7 here on 90.7 FM, and that is 90.7 FM in Portland, Cabu, KBOO, your community radio station. My name is Jonathan Lay, and this is Rise When the Rooster Crows. Going to wind up, we've got time for a little bit more music, and stick around for the KBOO Morning News coming up at the top of the hour. Here's Spud Siegel.